morning, everyone. I hope you had a great week. It has been so wonderful to be back with everybody for the week, and I hope you're looking forward to a lovely weekend together. Thank you for signing up for conferences. I'm really looking forward to meeting with all of you. As a reminder, they'll be held via Zoom, and your student will be leading the conference, so they should also attend. In addition, as a reminder, Guys Night is September 30th, and I did send out an additional email to the parents of sixth grade boys last week that included an RSVP link. If you didn't get that or you would like me to resend it, please just let me know and I'd be happy to do that. In reading next week, we'll continue to work on Ben 2 of our character unit, where we are investigating how the setting shapes the characters, actions, and thoughts and personalities. We'll continue that into the start of next week, and then toward the end of the week, we'll get into Bend 3, which is looking at characters as a vehicle for theme. So that is where we will end our unit. It'll probably take us into the next week as well. In writing workshop, we're finishing up Bend 2 of our unit on powerful personal narratives today in class. And next week, students will start Bend 3, in which they will begin to work on a new piece, focusing more on independency and agency throughout the writing process. They'll apply the strategies that we've learned in Bends 1 and 2, and they'll also learn a few more to help lift the level of their writing for their final piece for the unit. In math, we'll finish our unit on area and surface area at the beginning of the week. We have a test on Wednesday next week, and students will be starting a mathematical art project based on an artist who creates sculptures out of polyhedra. So students will be creating their own nets, building their own polyhedra, and coming up with sculptures. And we will continue that throughout next week to wrap up this unit. In history, we'll finish up our tournament on the eighth wonder of the world, and we'll begin to study our first civilization, Mesopotamia. And finally, in science, we'll be working on studying the nervous system next week, and we'll continue an activity that we get started today, as needed, on stimulus response. And the students will also continue learning about various body systems with Mrs. DeMarco in Science Lab. If you have any questions, you can always email me, and I will be happy to get back to you. Otherwise, I hope you have a wonderful weekend together.